It's been such a while since I have even attempted or thought about or even desired to create another episode for the archive. And I'm back, but not for long. So this episode is about detachment, and it's something that I've been thinking about for the past year. And, you know, not so much detachment from, I guess, this platform. I don't know, it's layered. So on one hand, when I first started thinking about detachment and when that sort of feeling came over me, it was a lot about wanting to hide, wanting to be invisible, and that's something that I suppose you can say struggle with, or I deal with, and I've dealt with for many years, of like wanting to sort of be in the shadows, just be in a cut and do my own thing and not have to deal with people just kind of be in my own state of bliss or solace or whatever. So a lot of those earlier feelings were very much so rooted in wanting to just dip off, wanting to not be in the mix of everything. And particularly at this time, sort of like last year, early this year, a lot of it was coming up around like social media, and that's when I, during the time that I had my personal Instagram account, and it's not like anything bad happened, I just was tired of being on Instagram, tired of being in this rat race, this performative rat race, it felt like, or it feels like. I still feel it even though I don't have my personal account. Just this personal or this performative rat race of trying to just look so cool and be so cool and share all these things. And even when you realize, I feel like I was aware enough to know that I didn't have to post all the time, which I didn't. I was aware enough to know when I was, you know, posting something super super happy, even though I felt, you know, rather ambivalent towards whatever it was, or just not in a good space at all, but still interacting with it. Just like all of that stuff was, it became boring and pointless to me. I felt like I was performing so much that I was not being myself, and that somehow people knew that. People could see that I like wasn't being myself. But it was most definitely just me knowing that I wasn't being myself, or even this is what I was gonna say, consuming so much of other people's stories and other people's experiences. And especially in those moments where I am like perhaps emotionally vulnerable or you know, just need to be like replenished with my own time, my own like sorts of fulfillment or whatever, but instead consuming other people's supposed you know, moments of joy or fulfillment or frustrations. There's lots of frustration and anger that's on the internet that we're just consuming all the time. And if and when you're not in the space to process that and be able to separate it from yourself, it can become consuming. And so that, for me, a lot of social media, particularly like Instagram, because that's pretty much what I was on, did to me. And that was frustrating. I wanted to leave. I wanted to be out. I wanted to not so much not exist, but not exist in this realm where all I was fed was shit. So a lot of that period was about wanting to hide and wanting to break away and all of this stuff. And it seems, you know, it can seem when I talk about it so trivial, but at the root of it, you know, these are very like worthiness, vulnerability, emotional intelligence, you know, like it's actually all of these things and not so much what's on the surface of like, I don't want to be on Instagram or whatever. So I was dealing with that a lot. I was processing that. And just this wave of detachment and wanting to just go inside, go into myself, mend myself and better understand myself and really get back to certainly new versions. It's new versions because I'm older, but get back to the ways that I looked at the world or engaged with the world when I was younger. And I'm talking like childhood me, where I was very much so able to go off into my own world and sort of just be my own person, and be very comfortable and be very comfortable in my home. So really enjoying domestic life, being really comfortable with my family, not having an urge to always hang out with people or whatever, like overextend myself. When detachment came to me, like as a concept or an emotion, a feeling, I was like, oh, okay, this is what I have to do. I need to detach from this way that I've lived for X amount of years, this way that I've thought of myself for X amount of years. Which brings me to now, you know, detachment is, my relationship to it is very much so that. It's very, not so much me wanting to hide or be invisible or whatever, which, you know, I don't mind my own space, but detaching from this perception of myself, this idea that I have to perform, that I have to show off, that I have to be this really cool intellectual person, like, you know, not to take anything away from myself, because I do think that I have those qualities, but also to not have to be that all the time. Like, I can be that and X, Y, and Z. And even in this moment, like, I feel like I'm rambling a little bit. But sometimes I'm not the best storyteller. And, like, that's just it. I don't have pretty narratives all the time and beautiful structures. I can remember after I graduated college, where I was really on this quest to become something. Exactly what was that thing? I had no clue. And I feel like, even in hindsight, I guess I would say it was more of like, I wanted to be like other people. And I know that that's very vague, but I just wanted to be like other people. I didn't want to have such a complicated story. Someone asks me, oh, well, what are you doing? And I have this long, drawn out, like, 3-minute spiel about like all the different projects I'm doing, but you know, probably not getting paid from any of them, but I'm doing it and like somehow I'm happy, but like I don't know if I can really express that I'm actually happy, because then they'll probably look at me with confusion, you know, just all of these things. So I really wanted so badly to be like the other people who had very, you know, graduate, get a job, very typical lives, typical stories. I've since found out so many of those people are not at the same job that they got when they graduated. So many of those people just don't live the life that they perhaps envisioned for themselves, or I perhaps like created for them, you know. And so I wanted so much to be very typical, and that went against who and what I actually knew of myself. I can remember being like 15 and wanting to be homeschooled, and my parents were like, nah bro, like you're not the, we're no. And had I had the language to like really articulate the things that I wanted and the things that I needed at the time, like I think I would have been more fulfilled during those years, my teenage years. But since I didn't have that language yet, I knew that I didn't want to work a typical 9-to-5. I didn't want to just have that, you know, go to college, graduate, get a job, blah blah blah, all the stuff. I didn't want that for myself. I didn't see that for myself, and I knew that wasn't possible for me, simply because I gravitate to what is unconventional or slightly left of center. And so, yeah, I spent many years searching for a version of myself that I enjoyed, a version of myself that helped me better understand myself in a way. I feel like this sounds so convoluted, but perhaps it's not. Maybe somebody understands it. I spent a couple of years, I was like, at one point, if you followed me on my Instagram, at one point, you know, I was this artist, maybe I was a painter, maybe I was a photographer, a filmmaker. I mean, I still do film, but I don't know. I was trying to like dabble into copyright law. I was really trying to get into like financial, like wealth and asset building, and gosh, it's so stressful. I felt so drained. I felt like I would do these things, but because I wasn't necessarily doing it to satiate my own desire to do it, I felt like I was overextending myself, because I wanted to show people, look, I'm just like a regular person. Like I'm doing something. I'm not just laying at home and figuring out my emotions, even though that's actually what I was doing behind the scenes, working during, doing the shadow work. What do kids say? Doing the work. That's what was happening. I was figuring a lot of that stuff out, but I still wanted to present and perform and do all of this stuff that seemed, at least what I thought was like the it thing to do. And I feel like I just gave so much to people, especially like they weren't asking for it. So I was just freely giving myself. And I have an interesting sense of humor. So one of the way I described it, a way that I started thinking about that was like, I felt like I was like whoring myself out. Like I was really just giving to people all the time doing research, and it's nothing wrong. I deeply value and respect like sharing information and sharing resources, but I constructed an identity of myself, this like mythologized version of me that was always giving and always sharing and always on and always on call, always something for someone else. And that's not real. That's not me. That's not how I want to be. That is not how I would want my kids to be. It's not how I would want my family to be. You know, like, I have to do things for myself. I have to, like, take time for myself. And when I do have information, like, I share it in a very casual way. It's not for the gain of anything. It's because I have this information and I'm going to share it. And that's also something that I started to feel was a bit of like frustration, because I felt like I was giving so much but people were not returning to me, and when they were, it would be few and like far between. And like, then I at that point I was like, okay, well, the act of giving, like, so there's a line in the song "Ask" by Stevie Wonder, and he says, kindness knows no shame. And like, literally, like, you know, if you're gonna give something, then you're gonna give it. You're not expecting anything in return. It's not for some clout. It's not for anything else. It's because you wanted to share, and that's just it. And so when I found myself not abiding by that, I was like, okay, something's going on. The feelings are much deeper. And so I need to take a break and not hold myself to this mythological like narrative that I've been telling myself and telling the world. So I guess that sort of brings me to Dig 3X and the archive. This platform was created sort of rooted in that same idea of like, I want to create a platform for other people to share what they're up to and share different media and all these things that is so much about other people. And no disrespect to anyone that I've ever had on this platform, because I genuinely value them and valued our conversations. And was genuinely curious about these topics, and so that's why the episodes were the episodes that they were. But also at a certain point, you know, you just have to take a step back and think about, well, what do I want to do? How do I want to say things? Why do I want to say things? And like, focus on yourself a little bit. And so for the past 2 years, I've been pretty, I guess, hidden. For sure, in the shadows of something that I created. This is my first time like actually talking on this platform by myself. And it's cool because, you know, last year, for the 1 year anniversary of Dig 3X and the archive as well, I wrote on Instagram, like, you know, I was gonna record something, but like, basically I didn't have the balls to do it. I wasn't ready. And you know, now I'm ready. And because I'm ready, like, I'm also ready to venture off into other things. And I don't think that this is the end of Dig 3X. Perhaps this is a indefinite hiatus of the archive. But I enjoy media making in like different forms, and I am learning new skills, just exploring new aspects of myself and of different creative outlets. And perhaps some of those things will come out as a Dig 3X production, or, you know, something affiliated in some way. But I also think that it is very much so important to grow and evolve and continue to break away from constructed identities of yourself, things that only work when certain conditions are true, and when one condition isn't true, then like it completely falls apart. And so with the theme of detachment and detaching myself from these past versions of myself, or really these mythological versions of myself, I am, I guess, saying goodbye, or perhaps see you later. So the archive, it's been very beautiful to watch it grow. Watch it grow from like a little idea that I had to, I don't know, maybe 20 some episodes. That's pretty cool. You know, I got to talk to a lot of amazing people who are doing wonderful things. All of them are doing amazing things in their own field, in their own lives, it's all of that stuff. So in that regard, I think that the archive has been quite successful. And yeah, that's really all I have to say. I guess happy holidays to people, and I'll see you when I see you.